This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome along to this podcast. And What's New 24 once again took a look at a brand new album that's just been released. We had our panel of experts from great musicians and vocalists come in to talk about the new album from the one and only Mr. Justin Timberlake. Do enjoy the podcast and don't forget to join me live on the show each and every weeknight, 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103.8.
This is the Night Shift
on Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station.
Yes, indeed, and welcome back into the show. It's that time of the week. What's New 24 is back with us, where we take a look at a brand new album and talk about it. Do we love it? Do we not? Are we not that keen? Is it thumbs up? Is it thumbs down? And we have our team of experts with us this week. Drummer Eddie Parsons is back. Hello, Eddie. How are
you? Hi, Mark. Good evening, everybody.
Nice to see you. To my right, Louise Shufflebottom, fabulous singer and also accomplished artist as well. You're doing all right with the art there, aren't you?
I'm not really.
A bit of an acrylic artist, but it gives you a sore neck.
I'm trying. I've not got I need to invest in an easel, apparently.
Right. That'd be a good idea. And from the block, once again, we have Bridget Angelique, all the way from Long Island. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Hello, everyone.
Now, apparently this album that we're talking about, you had a bit of a crush on this guy when you were in your younger years. Yeah, is that right?
Justin. What a dreamboat.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake is who we're talking about this week. You must know a little bit about him. He started in Disney, didn't he, and doing all these kind of things with Britney Spears.
He was
stuff.
A Mouseketeer. He was on a show back in the US called Star Search. And then, of course, we most of us know Justin Timberlake as part of NSYNC.
Yeah.
And that's actually how I fell in love with him, was through NSYNC.
Right.
NSYNC. I was actually... I preferred NSYNC over Backstreet Boys.
I knew that. I knew she okay. was going to say that.
Can we go to the red corner now? Backstreet Boy fan. No, I mean, Justin, as a talent, I mean, as a musician, I've seen him play keys, fantastic, can play a whole array of instruments. And, you know, he did like a duet with a posthumous Michael Jackson a few years ago. Gorgeous song. I'll see if I can find it. But he always reminds me a bit of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, because he's got the dance routines and that as well. I do like Backstreet Boys. It doesn't mean... NSYNC never really made it over to the UK as fast as the Backstreet Boys did. So it's not a one against the other. Because at the moment, they're doing a lot of stuff together anyway. But Justified was played on repeat constantly at every available opportunity when that came out, which was... obviously his first album, but it was a pretty good one considering it was a first solo effort.
Well, this is his sixth that we're on to now. Everything I Thought It Was, sixth studio album from American singer-songwriter Justin Timberlake, just been released last week, and we're going to be giving it the once over. Justin Timberlake?
Yes, good singer. Well, great singer and a great dancer. And he's certainly got the back catalogue of girlfriends, because anyone who was anyone in Hollywood was his girlfriend or lover or ex-wife at some point.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Cameron Diaz comes to mind, Britney Spears. and his current wife, who's the actress?
Jessica Biel.
Fantastic. I mean, to name but a few. So but, lucky boy.
Apart from his music, he is a lucky boy. Let's get our first track in. This is the first single from Mr. Timberlake's new album. It's called Selfish.
Every bit of you, I guess I'm selfish. It's Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it.
Okay, that's the first single release then. Selfish from Justin Timberlake's new album, Everything I Thought It Was. I don't know, it doesn't strike me as a first single. The music that we've got coming up, it's okay, but for me it feels like an album track. Let's start with Louise on that.
Like, I think if we think about like when Mirrors came out, and like Mirrors was like his first single after he'd done in a while, and everyone was like, oh my god, it's amazing, and that was a bit more of a like groundbreaking like first single to the album kind of thing. It doesn't have the same lasting impact as that does. But it's, I mean, I like that it's back to classic, original Justin. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not faulting the vocals or the music there. I mean, but it just doesn't strike me as a bam, you know, first hit single.
I think that's well spotted there, Mr. Mark. Well spotted. Yeah, it sounds like an album track, but it's got a really smooth vocal on it, lovely vocal melody. And that simplified rhythm and groove, and it's leaning more towards the vibe of the song rather than the sort of content of all the, you know, pops and whistles and special effects and what have you. But it's a very hip now production, as we've become so accustomed to, and his vocals are very up in the mix, and you can hear when he's close to the mic and when the great
nice
range.
Nice falsetto.
It's very slick. I like it. But it's very much more, a bit sparse. Yeah, I would... surprised that this was a first single.
Bridget over there. What do you think?
I have to agree with you. It was just okay for me. I liked that he used his nice range of voice with the song. His vocals sound nice. The beat is nice.
But it doesn't blow you away, does it?
It doesn't blow me away. And then even the concept of... It's not anything different. It's, you've heard it before, some way or another. It's just been done.
He was on a late night talk show in the US, talking about the fact that this album had been 4 years in the making.
Yeah, so 4 years, and different from making albums before, because I would just go in for a block of time and say, this is what we made, and this is what it is. And during the pandemic, you know, having our second son, which was unbelievable. But I was going back and forth, you know, 2 weeks writing, coming back for a month, and just doing what we call them writer camps, where I would work with different songwriters, work with different producers, people that I worked with before. We ended up with like almost 100 songs, narrowed it down to 18 songs.
100 songs, a lot of writing.
Amazing.
A lot of time in the studio.
He's... established enough to be able to do that, though, isn't he? He can afford to work with so many different producers, yeah, different working teams, different working setups. He has that luxury. Mm. So that's a great position to be in.
I mean, I just want to reflect back to last week and Ariana Grande. I mean, her first single off the album was, wow.
Yeah.
Straight away, it was, wow, oh yeah, this is fantastic.
I'm thinking if you wrote, if you like, we weren't that bowled over by that, and it's like, if that was one of the 18, what do the other ones?
Yeah,
do you know? If you thought of the other ones,
yeah,
with 80 odd songs, that mustn't have been up so much.
Like, I'm intrigued. Like, it might sound impressive writing all that stuff in all that time, but you don't know the caliber of what was there and what was.
And by the way,
ended up on the cutting room floor.
Talking about Ariana Grande, you mentioned it last week. There's a video that just popped up on my Facebook today of her doing imitations of other singers.
Yes.
How talented.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, she's doing Britney Spears. She's doing Rihanna. She does Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Spot on. She's so spot on.
Told you.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Tremendous. I mean, suddenly
Shakira
is all
she does.
There.
She does
Shakira.
The
yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Incredible talent. Anyway, that's the first song. Then Selfish, first single from this album. It's called Everything I Thought It Was. As I said, it's the sixth studio album by the American singer-songwriter.
Perhaps a
Justin
little bit
Timberlake.
Selfish in this song.
Yeah, maybe.
Justin.
But we've got quite a few more tunes to get through, let me tell you. So we're going to come back with more, and we're going to have our say on Justin Timberlake's latest album. I hope he's still a heartthrob, Bridget, when you leave the studio tonight, as he was when you came in.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Welcome back. We have our panel, who I have to say was slightly underwhelmed with the first track from Justin Timberlake's new album. But, still a long way to go yet. Selfish was the first single. This was the second.
Just one moment or two, just a little more time, a little unwinding. Got fun on my mind and I've chosen you, 'cause you're looking like gas and I'm looking for mileage. Ooh, you got that something new, that sexy attitude. I never seen it quite like that. You fit that like, ooh, and I already knew by just one look at you. I'm gonna find out before the night's out. All the good girls, there's a playground that I know that we all could play. Love it when it gets like this. Don't stop, it's your world. Go ahead and tug all your wings away. Love it when you push it like the throttle. Pilot on auto. There ain't no angels here on the dance floor. Forget tomorrow. You wanna play? There ain't no angels here on the dance floor. All we need is one moment or two. I've been taking my time, but it's all about timing. 'Cause when all sips do what they really wanna do, got me losing my mind. I ain't tryna hide it, can't hide it, no. You got that something new, that sexy attitude. I've never seen it quite like that. You fit that like, ooh, and I already know. I just wanna look at you. I'm gonna find out before the night's out.
All we need is one moment.
Well, completely different vibe on that one, and totally different vibe in the studio as well. Everyone is suddenly perked up and is moving a little bit to that. Louise, more in the pocket there, I think.
Why was that not the first single? Like, that just grabs you from the minute that bass line starts. That kind of, I'm going to call it the Dua Lipa bass line, because it's like the same kind of sound that she's been using. Yeah, and holding. Yeah. And like, the minute it starts, we all kind of, there was like a smile on everyone's face, and we're like, yeah, that's
like
what we want.
The sun had come out, wasn't
it? Yeah. Like, I know we might have had stuff to say, but this is what we want. This is Justin Timberlake in the pocket, so to speak, isn't
give
it?
Give the people
this is,
what we want.
Give us what we want, Justin.
Yeah. Eddie.
Yeah, this is more like it, isn't it? Cool groove, and the remixes will be great in the summer on this one on the dance floor. You can just see them coming off, can't you? It kind of reminded me, what was that? I can't remember the name of it, but that.
Yeah, yeah.
the song from Trolls. Yeah, Can't Stop Trolls the Feeling.
Can't Stop the Feeling. That's it. It's not exactly the same, but it's down that road, which is more like it, yeah. So, yeah, from the Trolls, yeah.
What about Bridget?
I was hearing Feels Like Music Sounds Better With You.
Mm.
That song in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if you're hearing it right now. It's totally changing. It totally changed up from the bridge to the end. It went into, I don't know if we passed. Yeah, we passed it already. Where it goes into a little Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh.
To the hip. It did a little of that beat. And then it finished off in the Timberland, Nelly Furtado vibe.
Mm, right.
I was like, whoa. So
all the mixes are there.
Yeah.
The combination is all there.
It was a party in one track, so I really appreciated this one.
Good stuff. So he's
a
redeemed.
Party in one track. There you go.
Redeemed himself on that one. No Angels is the title of that tune. Let us know what you think as well. 4001, you can message in. Let's go for another quickly. We'll squeeze this one in. It's called Drown.
Surface, should've known your love was nothing but the surface. I'm in the deep and I can't fight the current. Trying to keep my head above it. And you've been begging me to stay, to stay. With the moonlight and how the pain just magnifies. I know exactly what it feels like. Yeah, you do it to me every time. And if real love never dies, why am I barely breathing? Here on my own, out in the deep end, way down below, way down below. All of your lies, and you keep begging. About to break, 'cause you showed me exactly who you are, and I should've believed it. You left me alone out in the dark with all of your demons. Got caught up in the tide of all the tears you cried. Yeah, you know I was blinded by my heart sinking from the start. Should've never followed you this far. Now I'm in the deep end, and you let me drown.
Is the title of that song. I'm going to start with Bridget on this one. I'm guessing that R&B groove is right up your alley.
It was cool. Very Justin. And also how we were saying just now has that signature Timberland sound going along with the beat. And it feels like another attempt of basically like Cry Me a River or What Goes Around Comes Around. It was definitely in that same realm of vibe. But otherwise, like as far as lyrics go, I'm just like, okay. Like it's nothing
but
too different or whatever.
But that is definitely more delivering what the fans want, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is another song where from the bridge to the ending, it changes up and it is so cool.
All right, we've got another 50 seconds. We'll try and slot that in when it takes off.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Louise?
Yeah, it's definitely what, like, the Cry Me a River for 2024, like there's no doubt. And yeah, you can hear all the, like, I'm not a massive R&B like listener, but even I could tell the signature Timberland from like the minute it played. Like that weird bassy sound thing that I like. But yeah, the lyrics, like you say, they're not doing... I'm trying to not talk over the bit you want to hear, but they're not...
Oh yeah, here it goes. Break.
There we go.
It's about to break.
Yeah!
Yeah, it's the drummer goes crazy at the end of that, doesn't he? Eddie, what did you make of that?
Yeah, I found it a bit too stop-start for me. There was great bits in it, and both the girls have made some really cool comments. Yeah.
What about the treatment on the voice? There was a lot going on there, wasn't
I don't know if it's a vocoder or whatever they're using, but there's so often is vocal treatments that just make it sound so great. Mm. And we have another one here, I'm sure, that Miklos or Phil could tell us exactly what that was. But there's obviously an effect on it. But I like the drum break at the back end of the song. That was pretty cool. But yeah, I found it overall a bit too stop-starty for me. But again, it's top quality for sure. And the Justin Timberlake crowd will love it.
Yeah. We'll come back. We've got another three tracks just to roll by you. Let us know what you think. Once again, it's Justin Timberlake's sixth studio album. He's been 4 years in the making on Everything I Thought It Was.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake is what we are talking about this week on What's New 24 with our panel. It's his latest album, 4 years in the making. Let's get another tune in. This one's called Imagination.
Use your imagination.
Anything can happen tonight.
Use your imagination.
Do whatever you like, but better.
Hey girl, I can feel you looking at me, what you want. You knew what you were doing when you put that on. Hey girl, you're scared of disappointment, baby, but I don't. Trust me when I tell you, baby, no, I won't. I heard you taste like if you're really curious, I promise that the real thing is better than your imagination.
Imagine if we go all night.
All night.
Imagine if I change your life. Maybe we could run it back twice.
Wait a minute. Baby, you're feeling disbelieving. I ain't gonna stop till I see you get no eyes. And where we're going, got no ceiling tonight. Tonight, damn girl. You're looking like the star of my fantasy. And we ain't gotta sleep just to get that dream. Damn girl. Say so. There's a lot of rumors, but I think that you know. I heard you taste like cotton candy, baby. I'm just trying to see. I heard you wanna leave with me, and so I do agree. You heard that I could get your body where it needs to be.
Look, you have no idea, but if you're really curious.
Oh, that is the one. We've hit the nail on the head. Bridget's fallen back in love again. Imagination, that is the song right from the get-go, straight in on the vocal, and bam, that is a cracker of a song. What do you think?
That is definitely the Justin I love. He really takes you on a ride with the harmonies. Oh my goodness, I love when he stacks the harmonies. So good. And this is your overall feel-good vibe. And it's even got... Look, Bruno Mars, I feel. It's like Bruno Marsy.
Yeah.
But all in all, this goes with the other track, No Angels. So for his upbeat songs, I'm feeling the upbeat songs.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Imagination, Louise, I think that is the one.
We all had a terrible time listening to it in the studio. Sometimes I regret that this isn't filmed, because the way we react to some of the songs that they come on is just too good. But yeah, I mean, do I love the... I'm not always a fan of cheesy talking, but it's Justin, we let him off, he can do what he wants. But that, like, if you compare that to the first one, and you're like... What?
Why wasn't
like,
that the first single?
Yes, yes.
You know, that is crying out to be the first single.
Well,
it will be
a single, of course. But
you know, but I mean, the album would be selling squillions. It probably is already, but that if that was released as the first single.
Yeah, I don't think Selfish being the first single is going to hinder sales for him in any way, shape or form, because we're all very excited he's back. But just for pure joy and, hey, it's been... You know, hey, this is my sixth album. Like, you want that one, because that kind of, in the nicest possible way, smacks you right in the face when you listen to it, doesn't it? Like, just a wall of sound, and you're like, yes.
Yeah, love it. Eddie?
Well, it's late March and almost April, summertime on the beach, come May. You're going to hear this in Jamaica.
It's going to be
that convertible.
Get convertible out on the beach road. Yeah, you're going to hear this at all the beach parties, the pool parties. Yeah. Dip it in chocolate.
Yeah.
Sprinkles. Oh,
the
awesome.
Lot. The lot. We love that one. Okay. Another couple of tracks before we wrap up with Justin.
Heartbreak is the word right now. We took it all for granted. And sorry don't really work right now. Guess I'm all out of chances. Don't even know where to search right now. Can't see it all through the damage that we tried so hard to relieve. But things don't always go like we planned them, and sometimes we don't understand them. Like how we made love and it faded. Maybe we couldn't see it, that we should just leave it alone. Alone. Maybe we're best on our own. Alone. Memories are the worst right now, and my mind is still dancing to a song that we can't make out. When your hand was in my hand, forgiveness ain't part of the budget right now. We're all out of advances, but we should've known that in love there's no receipts, and things don't always go like we planned them. And sometimes we don't understand them. Like how we made love and it faded. Maybe we couldn't see it, that we should just leave it alone.
All right, quite a lament. That's the saddest sounding violin I've ever heard in a long time. It's a very sad sound. I don't know if they've tuned it to be extra sad.
the key of sad.
Yeah, the key of sad. Louise.
Speaking of sad, here's the queen of sad songs over here, ladies and gentlemen. Self-proclaimed. I love that one.
Yeah.
I really do, especially for the harmonies and stuff that happen in the middle, and that one that just pops up like randomly, and there's like
loads
a wall
of voices.
The lyrics are a little bit lazy. Like the first verse he uses right now like three times, and then he uses it again, and I'm a bit like, could you have come up with something else? Like, could it have been a little more inventive lyrically? Maybe. But that,
I like it.
I like a
Does
good
Eddie
sad
like it?
Song.
He wrote it.
Well, it's a massive contrast to the other songs, but it's I guess it gives the album depth.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of variation.
You get a lot of variation, different tastes of what the the artiste can provide.
Yeah.
No, but it's cool. It's cool. It's yeah. It's compared to the last song. Obviously, you're coming down a bit, but yeah, moody, yeah. Moody. I would say moody. Yeah,
Bridget, what about that violin on there?
I think overall the song is so beautiful, and actually this is a ballad that I feel I haven't been drawn to like a ballad lately, and for this song it did it for me, and I just liked that. I know Louise, you didn't like the lyrics, but I felt like I could tell like where he wrote it, and I just think it's good that he's okay to, you know, show his emotions, show a vulnerable side of him. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the male singers are good at doing that.
Yeah.
But I just felt it extra with this song, with the melody and just the whole combination brought it together. It was like, wow, for me.
We're going to squeeze in one more tune very quickly. Again, totally different style.
Totally different.
Flame.
Remember when you say you love me till I die, love me till I die. Hey. Remember when you say you love me till I die, you love me till I die. Yeah. Remember when you say you love me till I die. Look. Do you remember all the promises that we made? 'Cause I remember, feels like it was just the other day. What's it doing? Love goes wrong. What do you say, babe? All these years and I can still feel the flame. Who are you running from? What could I do to make you stay? Why did you just forget me? What was the thing that made a change? All the things that could have been, but I let you get away. Now we're way too late and that's on me. But who would've known?
So that's something called Flame then, just wrapping up our look at the new album from Justin Timberlake. I'll start with Eddie on that one, very rhythmical of course, almost an African kind of rhythm on that.
Yeah, African and almost like a Bhangra sort of feel to it as well. But
yeah.
I particularly like those percussion trips that were going throughout it. I like that, that was kind of nice. And it was very interesting. The vocal intro as well, I thought was unusual, which comes back in halfway through. But yeah, again, a different side to him. And yeah, it's got a nice kind of little boppy, yeah, dancey sort of dance floor. This will be one where they'll have a really unusual video to it, I bet.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I like it.
Okay, Louise?
Compared to some of the others, it's not... It doesn't necessarily give me as much joy as some of the early ones did. And we didn't get to listen to it today, but there's an NSYNC track on there.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Timberlake featuring NSYNC, which is absolutely beautiful. So if you're going to listen to it, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you listen to that song, because that is stunning.
Oh, right.
Paradise.
It's all right. Yeah, paradise.
Paradise.
All right then, Bridget, well, last remarks from you.
Well, to be honest, I don't know what to make of that song. I wasn't really feeling it. But even though, I like that he was willing to experiment, do something different. But I didn't feel it was really necessary, especially with all the other great songs that he had going on. So I definitely like his upbeat vibe.
Imagination is the big tune, I think, and Alone.
Imagination was nice. Alone, yeah. So for Alone and going along with his upbeat R&B funk type of tracks, always a good listen to vibe. Always. Justin's always a vibe for
me. So there we go. Everything I thought. It was a sixth studio album from the one and only Mr. Justin Timberlake. All in all, I think we all quite enjoyed it. Yeah, we're giving it.
Love you, Justin.
Thumbs up. Yeah. He can do no wrong. He can do no wrong.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.